Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hey, everybody, welcome. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much for that. For all of you out there, again, I'm going to mention it, and Benny, you can jump in. Jacob, you could jump in. Happy Pride Month. If you missed any part of the show I did yesterday talking about why the history of LGBTQ plus is so important in the world right now, please go back to that episode, and you'll find out what it was like to attend Stonewall during the riots, up close and personal. And to watch Bob Dylan be taken away and handcuffed, but I think they let him go. They didn't let anybody else go, but I think they let Dylan go. Today, it's an interesting conversation with, you know, two people I've had on the show before. Love them and love the way they look at the world. And what I mean by that is, look, you have heard us talk about astrology in so many ways, but mindful astrology, find a peace of mind according to your sun, moon, and rising sun. You know, Monty Farber and Amy Zerner joining me here today. Amy, Monty and Amy, that's the show today. They have been on their show a lot. But what I love about them is, like, how in the heck do they come up with these books? What the heck? You know, I'm thinking to myself, my gosh, they are like the machine of consciousness. And I think about what they're doing. They're out there. You go to the Enchanted World. You go to Amy's website. You go to Monty's website. You look at their Facebook pages. And they're like right on top of things. And so today, I have got three copies of Mindful Astrology to give away. Where's the book? Jacob, you got copies of this? Jacob? Right there. Boom. See that? My favorite colors, too. So love the colors. Why do I love the colors? Is it my sign?
Yes.
Is there something that's going on in there? What is mindful astrology? Amy, Monty, welcome to the show. You ready to have some fun?
Yes,
you're
the
best.
The machine of consciousness.
Love that. We're writing that down. We already have a book proposal for that one.
You got to do it. You know, I can't tell you. So we're going to talk about your latest innovation. Let's call it that. I call that this. And what this is about is mindful astrology. And I love this. You know, I'm working with the host right now who hasn't started her show yet. And her show tagline is about freeing your mind. That is her thing. If we get in vogue on here and we're going to play that song, Benny, Free Your Mind, that's what we're talking about. But here's the question. We are looking at astrology. We just went through the blood moon, Sagittarius blood moon. And to be honest with you, I think like I found like nobody's really talking about it. I talked about it because, of course, it's my sign. But I've talked about it. But there's a mystery about astrology right now, and yet there's a draw to it. I want to ask each of you this question. You know, as I look at the book and as I read the book, and I'm going to go through the book and I'm going to ask you some things, but I'm not going to be like on page this, what did you mean? I want to ask you, I could do that, Monty.
I can answer you.
All right. Okay. I've asked people questions out of their books and they're like, I haven't read the book in a year. So, I'm just like saying, there's an energy. And I want to ask each of you about the energy that you tapped into to write the book, right? That's about mindful astrology. You know, finding peace of mind according to your sign could be daunting. But what was the energy for each of you that was behind bringing this message forward? What was that like? What was the energy like? Amy, we're going to go with you first.
Okay.
All right.
She's the Aries. Aries always go first.
Well, in our collaboration.
Oh, my mom was an Aries. And boy, you got that right.
Oh, yeah.
We get a lot done. But I usually think of the title first. And I think at our age and having lived long and mastered certain skills in astrology, the idea of mindfulness really comes into play because we become more aware of our actions and why we do things and who we are. And we want to know that about other people. And, you know, when a light bulb goes off, it's the best when you read a book. And we like to give that energy to our books in a very easy, accessible, fun way. Our books are friendly. And we try to make it, some people don't have 30 years to study astrology like we did. And you want to have something that you can really have a nice little meal of astrology. And that's what this is.
I was just going to go ahead, Monty, because I was just going to kick it over to you for a minute.
Okay. Well, in 1988, Karma Cards, my first and our first project came out, and that teaches you the basics of astrology. And this is really a continuation. That's been in continuous print. It's in 18 languages, just came out in Chinese. But mindful astrology, we wanted to do something that's easy for people to remember so that they can use it as a sort of, not a central organizing principle, but something to keep in mind when they're thinking about people. Because astrology, not only does it show you how unique you are, but it also shows everybody how the same we are. We all have the same pluses and minuses, the same desires. And mindful astrology does that by introducing the moon sign and the rising sign to what we call the celestial trilogy.
Well, you know, look, right out of the gate in your book, what I love about your explanation about astrology is you talk about it from a scientific theory. Let me just say, you know, whatever that means to anybody, but you talk about the people that came out and talked about this earlier and explain why astrology works. But then what I love what you do is later on, then you go the theory of synchronicity, my favorite.
Yes. Yeah,
the theory of synchronicity, Carl Jung. And we talk about this. Energy patterns. Astrology lends itself to a viewing that goes deeper than looking up at the sky. And I want to ask you, in mindful astrology, tell us about the interconnectivity of learning the deeper meaning and our intuition.
Mm-hmm. You want to take it?
Well, there we go.
I'll start.
Yes. I love that.
Well, I mean, astrology is so stimulating. And as an artist, it's a language of archetypes, which is what I love. And there's a whole spectrum within each sun sign and with each moon sign. And we kind of address that in the book. And as an artist, I also love that it makes a portrait of each person. So we offer them explanations of the sun, moon, and rising sign. And they have to blend it together. And that's where intuition kind of kicks in as an astrologer. You see all the symbols and you see the energies, you know, fire, air, water, and earth, and the mutable, fixed. And that's when it creates this picture. So the more you learn as a practice of astrology, just, you know, like any practice, the better you get at it. And we say, do everyone's chart, read your family, read your friends. I mean, and it's really fun, too. And you get to know them because it's the language of the aha moment. Oh, that's a beautiful way to explain who that person is.
And you can get your chart for free online, so many different places. And it says it right in English. It's not, you don't have to know how to read the symbols. It says sun is in this, moon is in this, and rising sign is this. And then you just look it up in our book. We even give you the websites to look it up in. But the thing that interferes with intuition the most is fear. People are afraid of trusting themselves. People are not their own friends. And when you get into astrology, one of the most amazing benefits is you become friendly with yourself.
Yes.
You start to understand yourself a little bit better. You know, and so many people, if someone came up to them with the same problems and the same weaknesses and the same stupid things, they'd say, oh, don't worry about it. Oh, you'll be okay. You'll be great. But for themselves, oh my God, it's the worst thing that ever happened in the world.
It's wonderful in relationships for me to understand Monty's chart and for him to understand my chart. and the individuality that it portrays in everybody. I think it goes back to, you know, you celebrating the Pride Month to embrace all of the differences and the diversities instead of expecting someone to be just like you.
And, you know, it's interesting, and let's talk about this. I want to jump ahead and talk about, I may even skip this break, Benny. And Benny, just FYI, we have 3 copies of this really amazing book to give away. There are different versions of astrology. And what I mean by that is there's your birth chart. So for today, we're talking about the birth chart. However, my question to you guys is, you know, there's a birth chart and I had my solar return done and I'm trying to find somebody to explain it to me. Just to be honest with you, I got all the charts and I'm like, please somebody tell me what this means.
The solar return is a chart that's done for your birthday when the sun returns
exactly
to the place it was on. And that's where many happy returns comes from. But no one knows they're talking astrology when they say that.
And I just had the chart run and I've got it in front of me. And I'm like, I get what you're saying, but what does it mean to me? So here's where my language gets a little like messed up. I'm looking for the esoteric meaning. Let's talk about this for a minute. I got my birth chart in front of me and you guys are going to love this. I've gone to people that have looked at my birth chart and have said, not very exciting, Pat, but your future looks good. And so when we
don't go to those people,
yeah, geez, I honestly don't go to it. I don't.
Okay.
But here's what I've discovered. There's an energy of life. And when we understand aspects of ourselves, the deeper meaning of how we move forward or why we don't move forward or what we react to or don't react to or how things show up becomes so extremely important. And yeah. I wanted to ask you as we look at the book, right? And we're talking about mindful astrology. My sense is the end game here for people is to look at what you actually say in the chapters of the book, wellness and mindfulness. And you talk about this. Can you guys talk for a minute about the mindfulness aspect of astrology?
Well, mindfulness is really bringing your full attention to the present moment. So say, and in astrology, and we explain this in the book, it's your emotional intelligence when you look at the moon sign. So for instance, if I'm feeling very moody or if somebody I'm with, you know, I get a vibe, you know, that something's wrong, it's usually something to do with their moon sign because that's your emotions. And that's what is kind of mysterious and undercurrents that you feel from people. So the mindfulness is to be aware of what your feelings are in the moment. And I mean, that's really, it sounds simple. It's not always so easy to do. But if I understand my personality and my quirks and what I'm picking up from other people and know how to be myself and accept myself and be my authentic self instead of trying to be like somebody else, that makes me mindful in the moment.
And you become aware of, everyone has their inner dialogue. We're all talking to each other every moment of the day. But when you learn astrology and what we tried to put into mindful astrology is something to add to that conversation. First of all, it'll help you remember you are having that conversation because a lot of times people are reactive rather than active. They react to, you know, what people are throwing at them and pushing their buttons. Mindful astrology reminds you that A, you have buttons, B, they can be pushed, and C, there's something you could do about it. So that's mindfulness is to not let the winds of craziness, which are blowing big time nowadays, to just blow you around like a piece of paper in the wind.
And also we want to express our highest form of ourselves, right?
Yeah.
I mean, Aries can be bossy. Aries can be
admitted it. Thank you. Thank you, everybody.
Aries can be fighters and very reactive. But we want the highest expression of ourselves.
And Aquarians can be nuts like me and just say stuff.
So the more you go deeper into astrology and to understand the spectrum that you have choices of how you can present yourself. And speaking of presenting yourself, that's your rising sign.
Right. That's the big one.
Because let's talk about that for a minute.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I've had people on the show and they've done my chart and they talk about my chart. And, you know, there's a lot that gets explained. But
we want to know.
Yeah, we really do want to know your rising sign, because I love the way you present yourself. I love your haircut and the top you're wearing and the jewelry, the whole thing. So I'm really trying. I never guess.
We can guess, but we won't.
It's really interesting. It's really interesting. And I'll tell you, because I want to just talk about this, because I want to relate to the way you approach it in the book. First of all, I love the way you laid the book out, and I love what you explain. And what's really important is you take us through and you let us look at each sign. And we're focusing on sun, focusing on moon, and we're focusing on rising sign today. And for a long time, I know that I presented as this. My rising sign, just so you know, I mean, honestly, when you look at the little houses, and you look at everything going on over here, you'll see I have four planets in Sagittarius, or four indicators in Sagittarius, and I have four in Capricorn in my moon, and they're squinched up over there, like there.
Wow, on the rising sign?
My rising sign is Taurus.
Oh, that's interesting.
So no kidding. Everybody says that same thing. Everybody says, what? Your rising sign is Taurus?
No, well, Taurus is the beauty of the earth, and you're wearing so much of the beauty of the earth right now.
It rules the neck. Do you wear a lot of necklaces?
I love necklaces. I mean, as a matter of fact, I couldn't decide today.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you know, there's something. Okay, here's the thing. When a person takes their first breath, they ingest the subtle vibrations of the planets as they line up around your personal nativity scene, which is why we call it a natal chart. And you are that hologram. And the planets don't stand still. As a matter of fact, the word planet comes from the Greek for wanderer. So the planets keep moving, and they make angles to where they were when your matrix of energies was born, when you were born. And so, like, right now, the rising sign, which is the sign that's on the horizon when you're born, is Taurus. The planet Uranus, or Uranus, which is the butt of all astrological jokes, is in the sign of Taurus. So that means you're feeling electric. You're getting that.
You're charged up.
You're ready for the future. It's like, bring it on.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know what I love about this is that I'm noticing where I'm procrastinating.
Yeah, Uranus does not like procrastination.
It doesn't.
It wants you to wake up every day and feel new and excited.
Well, you said you have a moon in Capricorn?
I have a moon in Capricorn.
And oh, that's the ponderer. That's the, you know, wanting to mull things over.
Yeah, and you'll always be like that. There's nothing wrong with that. That's who you are, you know? It's all about making friends with yourself.
Well, and what I love about the way you talk about it in the book is you talk about the basic traits of the 12 rising signs in the book. And you go through and you do that. And I find what you said earlier about, we're talking about mindful astrology. And what that means to me is mindful astrology means it's not me on my own planet. Like, I'm here with Benny. I'm here with Jacob.
Yes.
I'm here with you. I've got two producers that, you know, Benny and I have been together, so he knows I'm just going to go all over the place and cancel the break and like that. But for the listeners, I want all of you out there to call into the show. And what you're going to do is get some assistance and help about this.
Sure.
Because here's what I love about what Monty and Amy just said. There are situations in your life right now, and my Capricorn moon might have, I don't know for sure, have taken a little bit longer than it needed to on a major decision that I think Uranus is saying, you need to go ahead. You need to double your space. You need to. And how do we navigate the mindfulness to know that when you are asked to move ahead and then you're asked to ponder, you better come up with the right blend of that or something won't get done. And that's my sense of, you know, understanding these things. I want to ask you this question. As we look at this, How many people really understand the rising sign from your perspective?
Not enough. That's why we wrote the book. The rising sign, it sounds, you know, people say, oh, astrology, it's very specious. Well, if you want to hear specious, the rising sign sounds like the most specious thing there is. It's the sign that's on the horizon at the moment you were born, and it is how other people see you. So if you don't know your rising sign, it's like you got dressed this morning in the dark with your eyes closed and walked out with God knows what matching and clashing with God knows what. You know, you could have three socks.
That's where mindfulness really kicks in, because if I understand I'm Scorpio rising, so I know I'm misunderstood. So it makes me compensate.
Rising too.
Yeah, I'm a Leo rising. So I'm an Aquarius sun, which is the opposite. So I look, you know, with the hat and whatever, the glasses and the beard and whatever, and the shirts that Amy designs. I do not mind making a spectacle of myself. That's the Leo showbiz stuff. I like it. I enjoy it. But on the inside, I'm an Aquarius looking out, because
it's,
I feel like
the
sun sign. I feel this is important for people to move into the future and stop being so afraid to be different. Because, you know, in nature, the males are very often very colorful.
Birds,
And birds, so I don't mind being a colorful male.
But it would say if he knows, I was just gonna.
I want to go back to Amy. I want to go back to Scorpio rising for a minute too, because I'm looking at you too, and I'm thinking that's why they wrote the book. I mean, there's something about writing a book so that these two could actually be together.
That's so funny.
But I'm fascinated about Scorpio rising, and I never paid attention to this before. And I find myself, here I am, Taurus rising.
Opposite.
That's me. All the other stuff going on. But I'm surrounded by other people. And my best friend, who, by the way, schedules all of my shows and books it, is a triple Virgo with Scorpio rising.
Ah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That is a precise person.
Precision is the key word there.
OMG.
Oh my God.
Yeah. There's no question about it. And yet, Amy, you said something very interesting I want to get back to. I don't think we see Scorpio rising people as people that want to be understood. And I think that's a great misconception.
Well,
I love that, by the way, what you just said.
Great.
That was amazing.
I think that's true, because in some cases I choose to be understood when I'm mindful of the situation, if it's not going the right way. And sometimes I choose to remain mysterious because I don't bother to have to explain it. But we can stay under the rock, or, you know, we can judge. All the characteristics of every sign, you know, are projected through your rising sign, you know. So you're Taurus rising, you seem very stable to the people that are around you.
Yes.
You're the rock, you know, the Taurus, dependable, even though inside you want to tell them off with all your Sagittarius.
Yeah, because Sagittarius is the most honest sign in the world, and will sometimes say things that maybe they shouldn't have said, and they know it, but they can't not say it.
I know. Yeah. I sent a text message because we all have an opportunity to extend the space here. I'm talking about our studio and office space. I mean, you see me in my office, but we've got studios here.
Wow.
We have a double studio. We're building out a third studio for our expansion.
Wonderful.
And I've been on the fence because of why. Like you talked about, and this is really for anybody out there, you know, understanding aspects of ourselves are so important.
Yes.
But today I woke up, and I don't know what's on the horizon for today, but today I woke up and I reached out to the realtor who I'm going to talk to at 1:00. And I said, we're ready to move forward, but you've got to put the numbers down correctly. You know, this is what I want to see.
Right.
And the feedback I got was, well, you know, you've really taken a really long time at this. I don't know if this is going to be possible. And so this aspect of who we are, where we have these different elements, the one that ponders, and by the way, ponder is not exactly, you know, it was something that I needed to look at very closely. That part of me gets in conflict with the part that just says, just do it.
Well, that's your Sag.
That's the Sag.
That's a fire sign that just want to do it.
And you want to gamble, and you want to take a risk, and you want to... And but now with Uranus on your ascendant, you really are ready to open up to new things.
That's the question mark. And that's the understanding of mindfulness, you know, because I don't live in a world of regrets.
There's no point.
It's hard for some people. And I want to open up these phone lines today. I know one book is gone, but we want to take your questions. Do you know your birth date? Do you want to know what's going on with your rising sign? Do you want to find out what a dynamic is? And by the way, what if your soul path brings together people that are maybe the most unlikely people, Amy and Monty, to be together, to have a soul path? What is it we're here to learn about them?
Well,
and
that's
we're
going to
take a short break.
Go ahead, Monty. I'm so sorry.
I was just going to say,
that's why we tell people, don't listen to the people that say, oh, a Scorpio doesn't go with a Taurus, and, you know, and all that kind of stuff. Because you got to keep the rising sign in mind, because sometimes the person is looking at you and seeing how they feel. Like if I was a Taurus, I'd be looking at you and you'd be exemplifying everything that I'd be looking out on the world. And meanwhile, people say, oh, well, you know, a Taurus doesn't go with a Sagittarius. But you can't do that.
But it's a complementary aspect when somebody's Taurus rising, somebody's Taurus sun, or somebody's Taurus moon. All those things work together. And that's wonderful to understand through astrology how that's all working.
And when we come back, I want to talk about the mindfulness of this and the way that you've done this and how you've bring this to the forefront. Strong willpower for Scorpio rising is so interesting to me. And I love the way you've outlined the book. When we come back, we're going to go through some of the signs. We're going to talk about that rising sign, that sun sign, how that looks. What could that mean? But more importantly, with Amy and with Monty, how do you navigate the waters? Because that's what this book's about. Yep. How do you navigate the waters? This is it. And if you're sitting here in the middle of a pandemic and you're thinking about what is going on inside of me, and for me waking up today and saying, I have got to pull the plug and get this thing rolling forward, that may be because today is the day. That this is the day I have arrived. Whatever they said about Uranus may be kicking me in the butt, and I better move forward. Any of you out there feel like you're being called? 1-800-930-2819. I've got a couple of questions from people that texted their information in. Jacob's watching Facebook. We've got books to give away. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharged phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today. Or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hey everybody, it's me, psychic medium Jamie.
And me, spirit walker Nicole. We are so excited to introduce you to our new live call-in show called Shades of Spirit on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
As we connect you with your crossed over loved ones, angels, and guides, and also help you develop your own psychic and healing abilities. For more information and to book your own private experience, go to ShadesOfSpirit.com and also follow us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
How many times do you find yourself saying, it was nothing, or just doing my job, when really you knocked it out of the park? How did you get like this? Next time someone tells you, great job, you'll know how to accept it and not deflect it by listening to Courage to be Seen Radio with host Sherry Clark. Sherry Clark is an experienced global engineering leader, coach, and mentor. From her experiences one-on-one coaching to corporate consulting and executive coaching, Sherry has learned many women need at least three things to discover and face success. Learn about the ACES program, how to survive male-dominated fields with grace and authenticity, and reach the top without ever once giving up on who you are. Courage to be Seen host Sherry Clark explores the awesome power of your entire self and how far you can go by being more you. Check out her website, couragetobeseen.com. You have the courage to be seen. See you later.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack, and I'm excited to tell you about the latest technology. It is new to this country, and it's just amazing. It's out of Germany. The Healy is state-of-the-art technology for improving and changing the body vibration. I have more information about the Healy on my website, maryjanemack.com, or you can call the office at 888-777-4232.
That's what I'm talking about. Free your mind, everybody. Wait till Ritika Rose comes on with her show. We're getting ready I got to tell you, we have the most amazing host. For those of you that listen, Dr. Patro, many of you don't know that I also founded Transformation Network and Transformation Talk Radio. And what's happening now is just amazing. And we're going to save that for another talk because I've got Amy and Monty, both of you, before we get rolling. How do people get a copy of the book, but also how do they find out about each of you? And Amy, you want to go first?
Well, we're on our website, www.theenchantedworld.com. This is the book, Mindful Astrology, but it's everywhere. It's on Amazon and BN, Barnes & Noble and your local bookstore. We love to support local bookstores, but it's in its second printing. It just came out a month ago.
Yeah, so
that's exciting for an author.
Sold out the first 6,000 and 98% of books last year did not sell 5,000. So we're very pleased. And it's thanks to your efforts and the people that support our work. Like Jacob. Now we can show you what Jacob's chart looks
Jacob,
like.
Jacob, Jacob, Jacob. Thank you, Jacob.
Jacob,
welcome
like
to the show. Uh-oh. Look at them. They put the chart up.
That's awesome.
Yeah, we're not kidding around here at the Enchanted World.
Wow.
So a chart looks like a pizza, and the toppings are the planets, and the slices are the houses of a chart. So
making me hungry.
It's a pizza.
Yeah.
That's my method. Get everybody hungry, then they're hungry for knowledge. So this is the rising sign. The rising sign's over here on this side. For those of you who are watching this on Zoom, the rising sign's here. So he's an Aquarius rising. So he seems cool, calm, collected, doesn't get emotional.
Technical,
futuristic.
He likes the color blue.
If there's a problem, get behind him because he'll solve it and then he'll get upset after it's all completely over.
Well, so this is how you project yourself, Jacob. So then you are a sun sign in Virgo.
That's over here. That's the dot in the center of the circle topping. That's the sun. And so the sun in Virgo is precise and it's in the eighth house. So he's a mystery buff. He gets to the bottom of stuff. The eighth slice of pizza of the chart is all about sex, power, magic, like all the advertising words. And then we look for the moon.
So he does like this stuff.
And you guys have the same moon. The moon is in Capricorn.
That makes you get along.
And he has moon exactly conjunct Uranus. So he's crazy.
And also that's the studio, that 12th house where your moon is.
Yeah, the 12th slice of pizza. See, that's what I mean about astrology. It's fun. I once taught a fifth grade class about astrology and they had the best time and they didn't have any fights and they didn't talk. No one said a word.
They were captivated.
Yeah, it should be in every school because it tells you how special you are. That's what's wonderful about it.
No, I just want to say something. Since you both have the moon in Capricorn, that means you get younger as you get older.
Yeah.
I can see that in you, Pat.
Yeah.
I haven't seen Jacob, but it makes you responsible children. You're serious sometimes. You're serious children, but you're getting lighter and lighter and lighter as you get older.
And having that Uranus conjunct the moon, I was kidding when I said he's crazy, but he's very, very eccentric. And the worst thing is for someone to say, oh, that's, you're like a cliche. Oh my God. That would be like a stab in him. Because Uranus does not, we were talking about Uranus on your ascendant before.
Yeah.
And one thing that you talked about was the lunar eclipse. When you're talking about the blood moon.
There's another eclipse coming up soon.
And every time there's a lunar eclipse, that means in 14 days, there's a total solar eclipse.
June 10th.
And you said you woke up today. Well, guess what? Today's the midpoint between the lunar eclipse and the solar eclipse on June 10th. And everyone's like, oh, an eclipse. And we're not talking about a Connecticut Yankee and King Arthur's court. We're all going to be, oh, the sun's never going to come back. The reason it's important to know about is the moon is your emotional intelligence, which is we talk about in mindful astrology all the time. The sun is your purpose, your ego, you know, the thing that lights you up. So what happens in an eclipse? The earth gets in the way. The moon gets in the way. Forgive me, I was thinking about the lunar eclipse. The moon gets in the way. So that means your emotions get in the way of your ego, or the emotions get in the way of your purpose. So avoid having your buttons pushed during an eclipse. That's what it's all about. You don't want that realtor to be pushing your
button.
But
it can be a major leap forward, and that's why she wants to do this now,
right
after the eclipse,
because it activates. Eclipses activate.
Is that what it is? Okay.
Yeah.
And you know, two books are gone, so I love that. And by the way, we're going to skip the other break. What I love about this conversation is this helps with the deep understanding. You know, when people pop out and they say your best friend is a triple Virgo with a
Scorpio rising.
How do you even stay in the same space for 2 minutes? You know, Amy's laughing. I love Amy. I love you laughing.
Well, because it's not
the only thing going on, and there's a deeper understanding, no?
Yeah, and plus you want somebody like that, oh my God, in that position.
Yeah.
Because when you hear somebody with three planets in Virgo, you're talking about someone who's precise to the point where they're not going to let you make a mistake. If they got your back.
Well, two very important people in my life are Virgos. And as an artist, I always show my work to them first. I work with fabrics, like the tapestry behind us.
Yes.
They always find the one little thread that's hanging off. So I always show it to them first so everything can be perfect before I present it to everyone else.
Right. And people with Venus in the sign of Virgo.
They're the good critics.
They're the critics, but they can also be very critical of their partner. And it, a lot of times it prevents them from having partners. So just knowing that one thing about yourself helps you to make friends with yourself, not to beat yourself up. You're picky. That's all.
Yeah, because to be mindful of your perfectionism, and nothing's ever perfect, to be more mindful of how you're picking things apart, you know, if you have all that Virgo in your
chart. We're going to talk about that in a minute. We're going to talk about that in a minute, because that's a thing.
Stop,
we
got
to get
presses
to that thing. But before we get to that thing with the Virgo, that thing right there, because I think something happens to Virgos when they get older too. But let's go to the phones, because we got Rose. Rose has been waiting patiently.
Oh, good.
Oh, cool.
Rose, welcome to the show.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing great.
Hey, what can we do for you today?
I happen to know. Well, I am a Pisces. My birthday is March 11th. I was born 1958 at 2:08 a.m., and I think I'm Pisces with double Sag.
Oh, cool.
You think you're Sag rising?
Are you totally honest? And everyone's like, oh my God, I can't believe you said that.
Well, I am pretty honest for sure. Yes.
But then she feels bad because she's a Pisces.
Well, Pisces care.
I try to be cordial, but yes. But people do like my honesty.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's just it. Every one of the signs has its positive and its negative end of the expression.
Yeah.
Like in Pisces, you said you're a Pisces. So Pisces, when you think of Pisces, think about someone who really cares. But it's like Mother Teresa. But at the same time, it's someone who cares so much that maybe they're a little too soft and they get involved in addictive behavior to escape. So Pisces has a spectrum. It goes from someone who's in the gutter escaping because they can't take how harsh the world is, and someone like Mother Teresa who's willing to get her hands dirty to help people.
Are you a teacher?
I have been a teacher assistant, and I'm a hospice volunteer. I'm more like, I would say, Mother Teresa. I have a prayer group of a power of eight group of. So I'm more on that spectrum.
Yes.
Yeah, I like to really help people and kind of just. Yeah, that's kind of what I really like. And I try not to get too bogged down. I mean, I've kind of learned, maybe double Sag. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, you'd be helping people, but you'd also be helping them by giving them the straight dope.
Well, it sounds like you're representing the highest frequencies of what you've been given, which is beautiful.
That brings up a really important thing about astrology, because the goal is to get your chart operating on the highest level. You can't look at a chart and say this person is a genius, this person is an axe murderer. It all depends on how free will is manifesting that chart. You know, and yeah, I'm not saying you're an expert. Sense. I'm just saying that's not a Piscean thing at all. But just knowing that you're a Pisces with a Sag rising and a Sag sun, look, that's what I'm talking about. Mindful. Just look at all the things that have come to mind, and we're not talking about nonsense, and we're not doing small talk. We're it's talking about stuff. What matters. This is what matters. We're loving each other in the way that the spirit wants us to love each other, which is to have compassion for each other.
Also, with her Sag and Dr. Pat, you have a lot of Sag, that you're forever learning. Yeah. I mean, you love books, you love learning, sharing knowledge.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's a forever, your whole life.
Yeah, the word lifelong learning was created for Sagittarius and Gemini.
Well, it's fascinating to look at this, though. I mean, Rose, isn't it interesting to really get their perspective on this, right? Because that's the way they've covered
wonderful.
It in the book.
I was listening to them, you know, you guys carrying on conversations about everything, and I thought, I'm calling in. They sound, you know, really,
Thank you.
I'm glad you did.
Really good energy there. Yeah. So I appreciate
did you get a copy
that.
Of the book, Rose?
Pardon?
Did you get a copy of the book?
I didn't. No, I haven't. No.
Stay on the line, and that'll be our third copy, Benny. Stay on the line. We've got to get your
wonderful.
Information.
Wonderful. I really appreciate that, because you guys sound great. Thank you so much.
It's our pleasure. Thank you.
You do holy work.
You do holy work for sure. Amy has her Jupiter in Pisces. I have my moon in Pisces. So we not only do we understand Pisces, one of the reasons
I have Jupiter in Pisces.
That's great.
Jupiter's in Pisces now.
Yeah, you guys are due for a 12-year lucky period, because Jupiter takes 12
right.
years.
That's right. I need the 12-year lucky period.
It's happening. It just went into Pisces. It's going to go in there.
And then what
it's
happens
back
after
out.
12 years? Am I dead?
Don't worry about that.
it's like 12 years, and then Benny's like, 12 more years of her, seriously. Benny and I have been together 17 years.
That's cool.
No kidding. And he knows that I have gotten younger at spirit.
Yep, moon and Capricorn.
Now, I want to ask you this other question, because I have one chart that shows like the planets, and then there's this other chart. They got these other things on them. Like Chiron.
Oh, you mean the imaginary planets?
Like the Chiron thing.
Oh, like the asteroids.
Chiron is like the fly in the ointment, because every chart, they put Chiron on it because, unfortunately, it explains things that nothing else explains. Chiron represents childhood trauma. And as much as you don't want to think about stuff like that, it's the stuff you don't want to think about.
Well, I love this, because when I look at that Taurus, it really explains my early life. So can I ask you this question? I know there's very short time left. One, how do we get copies of the book, right? And how do they find out about you guys?
The Enchanted World, that's us. That's our brand, theenchantedworld.com. And that comes from the Enchanted Tarot that a lot of people who are into tarot would know about. It's been out since 1990. That's Amy's tapestry work. That's the easiest way to get in touch with us. Our books are everywhere. We have a distribution deal with Barnes & Noble, so we have our own shelf in the spirituality section of every Barnes & Noble, but we want it to be in your local bookstore, so please ask them, because they need your business. and you know, the thing about a mindful astrology is you can see it in our conversation today. We had a mindful talk. We were talking about stuff that matters.
That's right. I want to talk with you about so people understand things, right? And we've got a few minutes left. I love in the book, you talk about physical appearance. You talk about favorable personality traits. And what was Jacob's rising sign?
Aquarius.
And so
He didn't say a word. We don't know if we were right or wrong.
Anything? I don't know. Like, what's? I mean,
I don't know.
I don't
he
know.
Might absorb it. There was so much.
I think he's going to quit.
No. I didn't know if he was heading for the hills or what. You know, it's like.
Well, I do need fresh air. Those Aquarius rising. Aquarius. Do you always have the window open?
I like to at my where I sleep, but not at the office here.
Hey, he did go camping last weekend. There's enough air up there.
True. Yeah, they need fresh air.
See, I'm not doing that.
Right. Yeah. To us, camping is sharing a bathroom.
Fair enough.
So, here's what I want to say. I want to give you an example. People are going through some interesting things. When Benny and when folks hear me talk about our expansion, and ad nausea, by the way, Benny's probably like, here she goes again. She
Jupiter in Pisces, Jupiter's expansion.
Like, oh, we're going. So a 4-year revamp of everything for us. And we're not even talking about Jessica because I don't know if she's listening or not. There are three of us that must get along here in decision-making about the company, the future, the expansion, right? Then we have our producers that have to put up with the decision.
So
but it's Sagittarius. So fascinating. It's fascinating, the three of us coming together and how it works. But what I'm wondering about is how do we take these different signs, Linda, myself, Jessica's a Libra, how do we take them so that we can improve the energies of each of us? And I think that's what you're helping us with in the book.
That's what we're trying to
I'm
do.
I'm just going to tune into the sun sign. So Jessica's a Libra. She's the most
I think Jessica, I don't know what Jessica's sun sign Libra, Linda's Virgo, and my sun sign is Sagittarius.
Okay, so she's the Libra's the most indecisive because they're perfectionistic as well. As Virgo's perfectionists, I say you get the first blast of the vision. I mean, with the Sagittarius, you can see the whole thing.
Oh my God. When I wake up and walk in and say, I've got a great idea, the eyes roll to the back of the head. Everybody's like, it's like the Exorcist where the heads spin around and they spew green stuff out. So I don't do that anymore.
Well, so then Linda breaks it all down into the practical why? Way it's no, going to yeah. happen.
Yeah, why? Why do we want to do that?
Yeah, and they can dig in their heels, you know, the Virgos. They can see reasons why not. Then the Libra wants everything to be nice, so they want you to be happy.
But the thing about mindfulness and mindful astrology is because you're remembering that people are different and they have a personality. Because most time people are just reacting and treating other people like they're a cardboard cutout that happens to make some noise.
Yeah, and people communicate in different ways and they process things. You know, your moon in Capricorn does need time to process. Yeah. And some, you know, moon in Aries is just going to jump in, you know, with both feet.
Right.
So if we know that about people that we're working and collaborating with, you know, it becomes harmonious.
And it's especially
and you got to have a sense of humor.
You do, because everyone's so crazy. And it's really important for people with pre-verbal children to know the rising sign of their child, because they may look a certain way, but that's not what's going on the inside. If they're a Pisces rising, there's usually they give the impression that there's something wrong because they're picking up on all the vibes of what's around them. And if they're Pisces rising, they'll feel the parents arguing in the next room. Closing the door is not going to do anything for that kid.
Yeah, it would enable you to raise different children in different ways depending on their personalities.
Right, and if anyone's ever wondered, why does my brother see my mother so differently than me? It's because of their astrology. Mm-hmm. You know, everyone reacts differently. Not all gears mesh together.
You know, I want to ask you this question too, because I think that as we go through transitions and changes, and of course, this is, you know, we're talking about the sun, the moon, etc. But you also mentioned what's happening outside of that planetary, you know. So here I am, basically most of my life, I guess, in Taurus in nature, unapproachable. I mean, to be honest with you, if you ask Linda what I was like when through my 20s and 30s and stuff, it is a whole different person. It is the person that was at Stonewall at a very young age. It
Amazing.
Was the person that went to Woodstock. It's the person that marched in every rights, freedom, women, black, right, everything. I'm on the street. I got the biggest sign. I was the first one to march in the AT&T LGBTQ parade with the big sign.
Wow.
And then something happened. But what I'm trying to say is you said something so important to me. I'm going to have to think about what to do with it. Because I have to explain to Jessica and Linda what you said, and I didn't know it was my Capricorn.
Yeah.
I moved into a new home, and there's got to be something in my chart about Cancer. Now, I know when I looked at my transit, there was something about Uranus and Cancer. I've never been in an emotional state moving into a home where putting things in place mattered so much it brought me to tears. These are the things that people like me want to try to understand more as the Virgo looks at you and says, just get over it.
That is so funny.
It is so true. But if we understand these things, and when we have lunch together, we have lunch meetings, and I'm able to explain, look, I just learned something about my Capricorn. My moon's in Capricorn, you know, and I learned something about not only about where I am in my birth chart, but there's an aspect of processing that's just my nature. Is that the right way to talk about it?
Yeah, yes. Sure. And but as a Taurus rising, you will, from the book, you will understand that people see you as trying to prove to yourself how strong you are.
Yeah.
Therefore,
coper.
Yeah, you'll not only will you cope, but if you come in that day and you say, I have an idea, you're going to ram that idea down everybody's throat because think of you, because Taurus is there. You know, we're all here to learn about our sign. We don't come in. I'm an Aquarius. I'm learning about Aquarius, being different, being futuristic. As a Taurus rising, you're learning about how to present yourself as strong without overwhelming, because Taurus is a fixed sign. So you can appear more stubborn than you actually are. But Sagittarius are not really stubborn.
No.
And neither is Capricorn, to tell you the truth.
No, not at all.
But Taurus is what's called a fixed sign. That's Taurus, Scorpio, Aquarius, and Leo. Those are the stubborn ones. No matter what they say, they're the stubborn ones.
Benny has seen that side of me now for 17 years. He has gotten to experience the Taurus side of me and the evolution in 17 years of stepping into a world that I didn't intend to step into and doing what we're doing today. I want to first thank you both. I hope you'll come back. There's so
anytime.
Much fun.
Anytime.
It's so much fun to talk to.
Yeah.
It's
I mean,
so
this
much.
Is so unique. You are a totally unique interviewer and radio host and Zoom host or whatever you want to. I don't even know what it's called now.
Well, we call ourselves Transformation TV. That's what we were told we are. I'm okay.
You're
with
doing
that.
It. You're doing it. It's totally unique and it's a pleasure for us.
Well, I got to thank you. Again, please mention how folks can get a copy of the book. Also, how they can find out about you, because there's much more that you do. Amy, you held up a card, you know, earlier, which was so beautiful.
You held up that card
and you explained something about this expansion space that was so insightful to me. So let folks know how they can find out more about you and learn about the multifaceted way that you help people in the world.
Thank you. Well, our umbrella website is theenchantedworld.com. My own website with my art and my fashion is amyzerner.com. And then Monty is Monty with an E, montyfarber.com, where you can see his astrology readings, his psychic readings, and all the books that we do. Monty's just showing some of the Enchanted Tarot images. They're all done in fabric collage. But we collaborate. I do the imagery and Monty does the words. 46 years together.
Let me do the math. What year did you get together?
we met in 74, started living together in 75.
And that's my friend, Linda and I became, 1972, we met.
Wow. You got us beat. We'll never catch you.
I think we're older. Wow. I love
and
that.
My friend
Benny.
Amy's father ran the Stonewall.
A different Amy.
A different Amy. The first Amy that I used to know in public school.
What was her last name?
Ginzig.
We have to do a show on this because I'm going to tell you the real deal of what happened.
Okay.
Everybody thinks the riots the riot started because a woman, a lesbian woman, was handcuffed Three times they tried to get her through the door. There's a whole backstory about the women that were at Stonewall that never gets told.
Ooh, I got chills.
That's amazing. My father was on the wrong side of that. He was a police sergeant.
I don't even want it. Well, you know, we need to talk.
Yes,
Genovese family was involved in this too. Just saying, oh, so we can't talk too much.
I think there's a book. There's a book there.
Yeah, there is a book there. For everybody out there, I know you're asking me questions, and I'll just be really quick. Yes, my sun is in Sag, my moon is in Capricorn. You want to know my other chart? I don't have time to do the whole thing. My Venus is in Sag, my Mars is in Capricorn. They are all in the 8th and 9th house. And yes, it's true. My Jupiter is in Pisces. I don't know. Maybe that's why I cry a lot. Amy, aww. Monty, when we come back, we're going to talk about this book, Mindful Astrology, and the way it helps us carve out a life path. And I hope you'll come back to do that. Let's take a short break, everybody. More on Transformation Talk Radio coming up right now.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.